Hello, welcome to the first episode of What's the Ish podcast. I'm your host as always, Sam Akinremi. So before diving into the major ish of today's episode, I would love to make a reference to the first season of my podcast, which was majorly about football. So I decided to do a kind of rebranding. Yes, so having said that, let's get straight to the topic of today's episode, adulthood. Today's episode is something I would call a little funny. It's something we all as young adults can relate to, adulting. Right now on Twitter, TikTok, there's a song trending, adulthood now scam something something something. I don't really know the lyrics. It's something I would have loved to play on this podcast, but I don't like infringing people's rights. Yes, so on Twitter, there are a lot of comments on adulthood. Some will actually crack you up. For example, now there was this comment I saw about adulthood not being a scam. It's just that you are from a broke family or a poor family, or adulthood is not a scam, you are just broke. Adulthood is not a scam, you just don't have good friends. Comments like that actually are funny, but what if they're actually true? Well, I don't think they are. But anyways, today's topic, back to today's topic, adulthood. I know most people are familiar with the word adulthood. We know what the word entails, we know what it means, but in order to get a clearer picture and a very simple definition, I'm going to go with Oxford Dictionary's definition of the term, which is the process of growing up. But as simple and as plain as it is, it's more complicated than that. According to my cousin, it's a scam taught to young children to present a facade that life automatically gets better when you become an adult. I'm sure a few of us we actually agree with that definition. A friend of mine on the other hand, according to her, she said she thought it was a free pass to glamour and independence. Another one said most times she just cries these days because she doesn't even know what to do. Adulthood is fucking overwhelming. And I'm not totally sure whether the friend that said she thought it was a free pass to glamour and independence is actually enjoying that right now. But I'm very sure she's not, because the way she made the statement to me was oof. Unfortunately, we walked into a whirlwind. We didn't expect it to be this tense, we dived headfirst into the adulthood pool, very unprepared. And many things, at this point, we are just it is what it is. Anyways, today's episode is actually about finding out if adulthood is a stage or a scam, because those are two different things. I don't think we have to define what a scam is. I mean, a lot of us listening to this are Nigerians, and the perfect way to describe Nigerians around the world is fraudsters, scammers. Our politicians are fraudsters, and there have been different Ponzi schemes. We have all been there, we've all heard about it, we've all been victims. Popular names like MMM and Raxdali will probably trigger some people's trauma. We've all been rocked one way or the other as a Nigerian. Even if you think you've not been scammed, for example, now you go to for those that stay in Ilorin, you go to post office, you go to an Igbo guy's store, and the guy's this shoe is 20k, and you're boss man, take him for 7. And the guy's okay, take it. Obviously, that was an attempt to scam you. And someone else that actually because if you have the money, you don't actually price things, you just buy it the way it is. That's why they are called article of ostentations. I'm not sure if that word is correct. Yes, I think it is. So you just pay for it. He got scammed, he didn't know it, he doesn't know it because he has the money. So, and it doesn't mind. Maybe adulthood is really a scam. Yes, I know you get what I mean. So, to be fair, yes, a lot of us actually grew up thinking adulthood was a bed of roses, We grew up with that kind of idea, especially if you are from a real conservative African home. We grew up getting told we couldn't do stuff until we were adults. And it's not comments that actually stopped us at all. But that's another topic for another day, really. We would see a lot of adults doing a lot of fun stuff that we wanted to do. The thoughts of being an adult was definitely liberating. Even still, it's still liberating. The fact that you realize that as an adult, you choose your path, the things you do with your time. But at the same time, yeah, for me, the transition to adulthood has been with some friction. Like, I got sold a bed of roses, and few years before I became an adult, Buhari happened. He was re-elected as the president. Imagine, after the LA put us through during his first term, adulthood comes with Sakpa and Manchester United to balance things out. You know, you have the freedom, yes, you have the freedom to make decisions and do whatever you want to do as an adult. But then, Sakpa and Manchester United balance the equation. Equilibrium. Ah, that feels good saying that. Yes, it actually does. Because life has to be balanced, really. So, Manchester United and Sakpa steps in to make you remember that you made some mistakes when you were a kid. For example, I regret ever watching the Manchester United-Chelsea final, Moscow 2008, because that was the moment I became a Manchester United fan. I think that was the first football match I watched, and now I'm regretting it. Yes. So, back to the topic. I'm very sorry. I had this convo with a guy, and he said, your parents are never going to like see you as an adult, even when you are gray-haired and you have your own kids. That overprotective side of them hasn't altogether disappeared, because now you can drive, now you can vote, now you can go out where you want, when you want, now you can have girlfriends. It doesn't matter, they still have control. But the fact is, they are admittedly like more chill about it. Then again, maybe they just like got tired of talking. You know, youths and teenagers can be a handful. And that's the fact. Yes, there's a lot of like pressure with adulting. Lots of pressure. You've got to like get a job usually, unless you've got trust fund money. Like, in which case, you know, you can like send donations. My DMs are always open. Help a brother out of the ghetto. For some of us, yes, we have talents. You would want to like push out, you know, same music, for example, writing, dancing, whatever it is, even podcasting, because having the ability to like talk like this is like really good sometimes, because most people just like keep to themselves. Okay, but slowly reality steps in, reality creeps up, just kind of like get shoved back, like those ambitions like get pushed aside for more feasible economic options. Because you don't want to do things because you enjoy it, you have to do things because you want to make money, which means a boring 9-to-5 job usually. And most of like my course mates, thanks to us, who are already doing like internship 9-to-5, and most of them are enjoying it. But I'm just here thinking about my life and recording a podcast episode. Nice. You know, like I said, those ambitions get shoved back for more feasible economic options, which means a boring 9-to-5 usually. There's a few jobs that keep that monotony, because obviously 9-to-5, you get bored at some point. So, few jobs like being a lawyer, like you can just chill in your office and be getting premium gigs from your clients. But as an engineer, for example, there's no break. My point is, you can never catch a break as an adult. I don't really know if engineers are fun. I don't know about them. But the point is, you can never catch a break as an adult. You've got parents making comparisons like, oh, GD just got a new car, when you buy your own. And you want to explain that GD is a Yahoo boy, and low-key, you hope EFCC catches him, but you just kind of chill. Note, this is not to discredit every successful person out there actually like making legit money. Not every successful person is a fraudster, please, sorry. And also, I have nothing against Yahoo boys. Do whatever you want, I won't judge. Just don't cheat me, okay? Don't scam me. Adulthood is already doing enough already, yes. So, at that moment, yes, you question your existence. You know, it feels like GD is thriving and you are barely surviving. You know, that shit messes with your head. And if you're a woman, for example, a female, for example, every relative is like extended family, aunties, uncles that haven't called or spoken to you in a long time, just like ring you up and you're like, ah, Ibrahulama, ba, Ashoebi, Atira Ashoebi now, Ashoebi now, like, Okoenko, like fiance and co, like they don't even care if you actually want to like get married. They don't give a shit about your mental health. They don't want to know if you're just trying to like live in the moment and focus on yourself. They don't want to know if you're like trying to like grow and get a better placement. They just want to drink palm wine over your head, on your head. Yes. Even if you haven't gotten to the stage where you have or you are searching for a job, which is the ghetto by the way, it's still a lot of pressure. If ASU doesn't like ground your thumb to be washing plates with like kids from kids in secondary school saying, Uncle Samuel, we are going to school now, wash the plates before we come back. Like, she are mad. You know, if ASU is not doing that, the university is stressing you, trying to like stain your rights. If you're a law student, you get the joke. So like the pressure is just like overwhelming. You know, the bills on you to, by the way, you have to pay for everything. Even without everybody pressuring you, yes, you get the occasional or disturbingly frequent crush and love if you are me. Yes, it happens. Yeah, it happens. And you tend to like pull some if I perish, I perish stones. And most times you perish. Another thing is you get blamed for every wrong step you take, decisions you make. Because people believe there's a lot at stake. Because everyone, you know, that had a role to play in the deceit that adulthood is a bed of roses expects you to know everything that's right at this age. They expect you to have it figured out already. No. I was shocked when I heard an adult cry because she got cheated by her mom. I was like, damn, this really happens. Like, I was surprised. Like, she's an adult, not adult. Okay, I don't need to explain that. You know, there's everything going on in your head. Maybe the pressure's getting too much. Maybe depression is setting in. Maybe your crush did not like you and now you're crying. Sorry, I've been making a lot of like crush jokes. I'm just going through it right now. There's a few worries there really. So those are like most of the negatives. And yeah, that's a lot. It's a burden and there's no way to deny that. Worse yet, it is inevitable. It is inevitable. You are going to like need a lot of support, mental fortitude to undo it. God too. You need God if you believe in God. Sorry, I take that back. You need God because you should believe in God. Because that is the only way out of this mess. There are a lot of negatives. Yes. But adulthood is the peak of our lives. You know, you are going to meet and be able to talk to and form relationships with so many wonderful people, your crush included, and you learn a lot about life. While you learn a lot about life, which you will like then repeat to the younger people with things like, when I was your age. Apart from that, we really get to like introspect. So like you pick what you want, we create ourselves a future. You know, there's a pressure with that too, but there's fulfillment ahead of it. It's also the time to make the most comical mistakes that you will talk about the next time you are doing shots. Before, of course, making a few more after those shots. I'm not an alcoholic, by the way. Altogether, it's a journey we didn't want to start. And one that is not particularly easy to stop. I mean, I would smack my younger self for being so desperate to be an adult if I had a chance. Maybe, you know, some Barry Allen shit, go back in time, kill Reverse Flash, you know, kill the younger, no, I won't kill the younger me, smack the younger me, you know. Yes, just to like change the timeline, save myself from this bullshit. In summary, yes, it's a roller coaster of emotions. Some days are really great and other days are awful. Adulting is overwhelming and everyone suffers from overeating. It just depends on where you are on the spectrum and your coping mechanisms maybe. And if you have some, like, feel free to share in my comment sections and in my DMs, like on my socials. A lot of us actually wish we had someone that had done that, been there, you know. But there are some things in life that you can't be coached through and you have to like experience them firsthand. I don't know too much myself really because I'm still an adult, I'm still going through it, still adulting with confidence. I mean, I'm still on the journey, but yes, some helpful advice to help you navigate. I think this, I'm doing this right now, except like maybe the third one. One, pray. God first, you know. Pray. Prayer is the key. God first. And if you're not religious, then, well, skip to number two. Two, make friends, but cautiously. Now, growing up, parents were always like, don't talk to strangers. But if you actually think about it, you wouldn't have like spoken to your parents at all if you actually listened to their advice. Because technically, they were strangers when you were given birth. So, you get the... I'm very sure most of you like get the joke. But if you don't, ignore that. While I don't mean eat it off with everyone, just maybe try to like invest in your relationships. A lot of them will turn out really important. Be wise with them, so you know, so that you don't end up picking a dickhead as a friend. Three, shoot your shot. Yes, this is for me. Shoot your shot. You fit miss, but shoot your shot. I'm not absolutely like sure, but I heard Aristo said something like, by all means marry. If you marry a good wife, you'll be happy. And if you marry a bad wife, you'll become a philosopher. Don't go jumping into relationships though, but if you feel something, it's cool and advisable, because based on private circumstances, you can communicate your emotions to them. This advice is for me, but you can all learn from it. Yes. You know, last, the worst that can happen is breakfast, or she tries to like get followers on Twitter with your breakfast and your breakfast story. No, it's just that Burna Boy already said it. Last, everybody go chop breakfast, shayo. So just like get some shayo. Sorry. So four, be nice. Everybody's got to like pretty tough already. Don't make it worse for people. Apologize when necessary, but don't take too much bullshit. Yes. Nice doesn't equal stupid. Be appreciative too, but nice doesn't mean stupid. Don't take bullshit and don't take advantage of people. Please do not. Don't exploit people. People are kind to you because they were brought up that way, not because you're beautiful or something. They actually care about you, and so don't take advantage of people. Five, have fun. You've tried, you know. Enjoy every now and then. It helps you recharge, even though sometimes you regret spending money at the end of the day. Yes. Plus, adulthood or young adulthood is the only time you've really got to enjoy and have fun yourself. Before the family work and responsibility starts to pile, make memories. They'll be important later and help you on those especially tough moments. So, have fun, enjoy yourself, make memories. And finally, I'll drink water now. Finally, drink water and mind your business. So, that's about all for today, guys. Hope you guys had fun. Tell me what you think in the comments or on my socials. They are available down there, and I would love to like hear what you thought. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share. I would really appreciate that. Also, drop questions and ideas on any interesting topic you would love me to like discuss. Share if you feel like $1 million. See you next time if we are still on this planet. Once again, I'm Sam Akinremi. Bye.